Welcome back, Everyday Business Leaders. I'm Melanie Ake, your host for today's show, coming to you from JP the Geek Studio right here in Greenwood. I am thrilled to have you with us today. Marie Storm is joining us from Storm Chiropractic. So, I know, take a deep breath and sit up straight. Join me as we celebrate and connect to these remarkable business leaders in our very own community. I can't wait for you to get to know Marie and more about her business. You ready? Let's go. Hi, Marie.
Hello.
This is awesome to have you right here in the studio.
Yes, I love it. Thank you.
I saw you Friday. We were at a luncheon and you took all of the women through this amazing activity where we just stretched and learned how to breathe and positioned ourselves. And so thank you for doing that.
And I saw you get an award on Friday.
It was so fun.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was so excited, but overwhelmed because that's a big deal. And there were a lot of women that have done so much in our community, so much in our community. So it's such an honor. I'm still kind of in shock.
Yeah. Right. It's amazing.
As they're reading through that, I was like, what? Who? That sounds like me.
That's what I was thinking too.
It was cool. But I was so glad that you were there to be a part of all of that.
Yeah.
Isn't
it a great
fun?
Day.
What we get to do with Aspire and the just the business community here.
Definitely.
Yeah. So so tell me a little bit about you. This is about you today.
Okay.
So how did you decide from maybe a little girl? Like, did you always know that you were going to be in health and wellness and fitness and helping people just live better, healthier lives?
I did decide in sixth grade that I wanted to be a nurse to help people. I had a friend, her mom was a nurse, and she just seemed to be really smart and knew a lot. And I said, that's what I want to do. I love anatomy, physiology, and helping people. So I thought nursing would be a great spot for that.
And then, so as you do that and think from sixth grade on, were you learning like, okay, I want to play doctor and I want to take somebody's blood? Not that route.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it went more fitness where I was involved in sports and more of that in nutrition. I've always grew up in a family that had family meals. And so maybe more that route as well.
That's so important, right? Because today's culture is McDonald's, drive-through, convenience. And it's not that much harder to plan, although it is hard for a lot of families.
Yes.
How do you get your mindset around that? Because it's so important.
Right. Yeah, it is tricky. And I guess just knowing the health benefits of making food at home is a big motivator for me and my family. But it definitely gets tricky with work schedules and now activities. Our kids are still young, but we have some activities here and there popping up. So,
And as that gets busier. So what's your favorite thing, like, to transition somebody's mindset from saying, hey, you're going to feel a lot healthier if you can just follow these principles? What are some of the first things that you try to work on with people?
Yeah, well, I used to see my own health coaching clients because I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition when I was working as a nurse in the hospital. And we would basically work on a lot of foundational things that were simple, like baby steps to help people take those steps towards a healthier lifestyle. So not making huge changes, but small ones that were doable, such as drinking more water, getting in more movement, little things that we all kind of know, but we all don't really do. So things like that to get started.
And it is the baby step, right? It's that commitment. So, you know, a lot of people in marketing, they say it takes 21 times now to do something more consistently. But I've read something recently where it said like 63 days is now that kind of threshold.
Because it used to be maybe 21?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
It used to be. But the 63-day thing, like, you know, COVID was, it's 4 years. And it's, it's like almost to the day that it's been 4 years ago that the country shut down. The world shut down.
The world.
So how do we do that? How do we do health for 63 days? Like drinking water is one of those things that is so important. And I need it. So I need you to call me every day and say, are you drinking your water?
Yes.
But the little simple movements that you showed us on Friday, which I think, you know, if people were participating, and they all were, so the whole room was saying, okay, Marie, show us what to do. But they were simple things, and pushing yourself to that extra, like, that extra stretch, that extra position working yourself up to that can really build strength, mm-hmm. right? And confidence.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you have somebody in a program and you're mm-hmm. getting ready to coach them and it's like, okay, drink water first mm-hmm. and then stretching, right? Stretching mm-hmm. is huge to build confidence. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you can, you know, bring them into that maybe get results faster? Because everybody sure. wants results fast, right?
Right. Yes, definitely. We're in instant society culture.
And we
right?
don't. It's not always good, but uh-huh. but those are the things that people say, well, if I could just do that in mm-hmm. 20 days or 10 days,
yes,
I'd feel much better.
Right. I think it's a matter of actually, like, I have to physically put it in my calendar for it to happen, whether that's making dinner. Like, if I don't schedule time to actually do that, it doesn't happen, or working out. Even, like, teaching yoga, I teach yoga because then I have to show up and I have to be there. So I teach that a couple times a week. And because it's just at home, you know, it's harder to do by yourself and not as motivating. So finding a group that you enjoy, you know, whether it's exercising with or making a meal plan or food prep in advance. So those are a couple key things that I have to do personally to make it happen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love, you know, showing up. That's what we always say in leadership mm-hmm. is if you don't show up, you're really not going to know what to expect. And we can watch on Instagram all day other people working out.
Yes. Very easy to do.
Scrolling through. One of my good friends, Tracy Morrow, she was in the P90X with Tony Horton. Mm-hmm. And I always laugh because I look at it in the morning and I'm like, oh, look, she's doing another exercise. And I'm like, do I get up and do it, though?
Yes.
I cheer her on. Uh-huh. Yeah. But, you know, so what are some strategies for mm-hmm. you to help people that are, like, stuck going,
yes,
I want that result, but, man, it is really hard for me to schedule it. Mm-hmm. I don't give myself permission to get into that right class or find that mm-hmm. right instructor. Nudge us.
Yes, right. And I think that's too where Storm Chiropractic comes into play, is we have a lot of patients that are in pain. So it's really hard to go on a walk or start a workout plan when you're physically in pain. So that's something I love about the office, is that, okay, let's get past the pain point. Let's get over that. And then we can work on our mobility and strength from there. So that'd be the first step. If you're dealing with a serious issue, like, get that taken care of first. Mm-hmm. And then we can move on to, yes, getting it scheduled, get that friend to hold you accountable, like you talked about, and just making it a priority in your life and holding yourself to it, whether it's a friend or going from there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, in chiropractic medicine, you know, some people will say, oh gosh, I either believe in it or I don't believe in it.
Yes. We hear that a lot.
Right. Because it's common. Uh-huh. But yet, if you don't know kind of what we talk about in leadership, is if you don't know where to start, mm-hmm. right? If you don't know where your common ground is, the foundation, you don't really know what to work on. Mm-hmm. So I've always thought about chiropractic medicine as, if you know that you have a problem or a spur or something in your spine or your hip isn't in alignment, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to get the best results.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And so walk us through kind of when a patient comes to your office first thing.
Sure.
What do you do first? What's that first assessment look like for somebody that has never taken that plunge?
Definitely. Yeah. So we definitely don't jump into treatment, which does make us different than some other offices. We're not into a quick fix where you just come and, you know, our goal is we want to take our time for that first exam like you're talking about. We're going to go over your health history with you. We're going to go do a neurological and orthopedic exam, see if we need to do x-rays or not, and go from there. So we don't just want to jump into something. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure it's right for you and that's the best option for you, and then go from there. But yeah, we're really focusing on that whole person and not jumping into things, and really getting to know the patient first, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, it is so hard because, you know, we've all had experiences where we've gone to try something. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all in, and we're like, okay, Marie, I'm all in. I want to get healthier. I'm going to come see you. And then they go, oh, I didn't know that this, like, I uncovered something, right, that now we have to fix. And so that's scary for people.
Right. because I do spinal scans out in the community, and that's something I hear a lot too. People are like, oh no, I don't want to get a scan. I don't want to find out what's wrong with me. And I'm like, well, you probably know already that there's something if that's an issue. And so this just uncovers and we can get to the root cause and hopefully fix it for you. So,
Well, and I think your background is a nurse, right? So knowing that you have this clinical component too, it's not so much about, yes, I have in my heart, I want to help people, but you know, from a clinical standpoint, these are the things that you need to do from a holistic side.
Yes.
To really help you.
And that's kind of what turned my heart towards chiropractic is I worked in neurology. So I took care of patients right after spinal surgeries, or they had migraines, seizures, strokes. But so I got to see the good, the bad, the ugly, you know? And so I was like, I wonder if they would have, and I did ask a lot of my patients, have you ever been to a chiropractor before? And a lot of them said no. So I was just, well, I wonder if we would have tried some prevention first or, you know, would that have prevented this or prolonged? But we do get a lot of patients that have avoided surgery altogether or at least delayed it. So that's really exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you, your opinion, because you have so much connection to this, but you know, these traumatic injuries that people experience and then recreating those neural pathways for them to be able to maybe walk again or just be able to get up or have strength to lift something again. How long does that process, can that process take from a clinical standpoint? I think people are always curious.
Right.
You know, they see people with injuries and they think, are they ever going to, you know, are they going to be able to recover? But I think we're talking at church right now about miracles, right?
Yes.
But I think there is a lot of science to that too. The timing that it takes and just to have that hope and with practice and consistency,
yes,
you can make that pathway kind of reform or regain. Yeah.
Well, and I do get that question a lot, like, well, how many visits will it take for me to go from here to there? And again, since I'm not the doctor and I haven't done a full exam, I can't tell you exactly the amount, but it is very individualized at our office. So it's not a cookie cutter. It's where, again, they get to know you and set, okay, this is where you are, this is where you want to be, and this is what it's going to take to get there. So I love that you have a plan like you're looking for, but definitely helps when the brain can communicate to the rest of the body with the nervous system in alignment. That really helps that healing process for sure.
Well, and a lot of who helps you, right, is that know, like, and trust. So when they know that you are in it for them, right?
Right, yes.
And you're there to help them, I think that gives people are afraid to come to doctors, especially something that they're not familiar with.
Yes.
And they say, is this going to really work? And the time invested. But I think the first time that I went to a chiropractor, I was like, I hurt worse than I did when I went in.
Oh, no.
Because I was so out of alignment.
Oh, right.
Right? Okay. And so that's what I think people fear too is, am I going to get the results fast instead of just consistent?
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. And a lot of people, yes, like you're saying, if it is your first time and it's, you know, been a while or the problem's been ongoing, you're going to experience some soreness, probably just like when you work out or stretch for the first time in a long time. But yeah, so.
Well, and I want to talk to people that are in their midlife. We think about hip replacements and knee replacements, but a lot of that I think is posture related. It's weight related. It's health related. And so I think by getting better with our health, we can maybe avoid some of these surgeries.
For sure.
Or delay them, because that's permanent, right? When you put a piece of metal in your body.
right. In the recovery process, I've had friends that have gone through that, you know, family members. It's, you know, you don't realize how extensive it is until you see somebody else. You're like, wow. But that's what I do love about, we do acupuncture at our Greenwood office and chiropractic is, it's a good in between. So a lot of patients, maybe they have this issue, but the surgeon's saying it's not bad yet enough for surgery and just kind of deal with the pain in the meantime. Well, nobody wants to hear just deal with the pain, or this is just going to be how it is. Like you have arthritis and this is just it. So I love that we can do acupuncture for arthritis on the knee or on the spine to keep that mobility up to you don't have to live with that pain and it's not an end all just, oh, you're getting old. This is just how it feels. So
do you have to watch those needles going?
No, you don't. It's great. They're very hard to see. They're so little and thin. It's a 38 gauge. So it's so skinny of a needle that it's, you actually have to really focus in on the, to see it. So,
wow. So how much training did you have? That seems like that would be really hard to learn exactly where to
Yes.
Pinpoint that.
So my husband is the one who does the acupuncture, and it is 200 hours in the state of Indiana.
Wow.
And then he just passed his acupuncture boards as well. He's been doing it for 10 years, and the state of Indiana doesn't require that, but he wanted to pursue that further training. So, yeah, he scored a 755 out of 800, which was really exciting.
Wow.
Because the passing grade is 345. So he blew that out of the water. So
wow.
I'm super proud of him.
That's really cool. And you guys have two locations.
Yes, Greenwood and Franklin.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, if you can pull their website up, and I know you've got the website and the Facebook page, just so people can see here, Storm Chiropractic, and all the information on there, which is fantastic. Is there anything on the website that we need to be looking for? Do you have anything special on there that
I love this, giving back to the community. That's something we're pretty passionate about. So I know I mentioned earlier our spinal scans out in the community. So something fun that we get to do that I get really excited about is anybody that signs up for a new patient appointment, when you see me out and about doing that, we actually donate that initial new patient exam fee back to a local nonprofit. So each year we choose a local nonprofit. So we've done Kick It. We've donated to Resources of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're doing Isaiah 117 House. So there's so many great profits here in Johnson County that it's always so hard for me to choose. Sometimes I have patients vote or followers on social media. That's what we just did this year. So that's super fun that I have a big heart for, giving back to our community as well, not only to their health and wellness, but also financially to some amazing local nonprofits. So
that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So we can follow you on Facebook too. I know we've got a link there if you can. Yep. Awesome. Up to the Facebook page, Storm Chiropractic Clinic. So what we want you to do is go there and like that page right now, because we want you to see everything that's happening. This is really, really cool stuff. And there's been, you know, a lot of people from Aspire, right? So you join a chamber and it's like, oh, I'm a bank. Well, everybody has a bank, or everybody has a mortgage company or a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of chiropractic clinics, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of people that do what you guys do and do it like you do it, like you said, just for the nonprofit link, but also husband and wife team. I think that's so cool.
Yes.
So how did you guys meet?
Hi, I'm Melanie Yake, founder of Everyday Leaders. And I'm excited to share with you a new training resource for your team called The Leadership Game. The Leadership Game is a tool. It's administered exclusively by John Maxwell team members. And when you bring this assessment tool into lead your organization, it shows you the current level of your leadership and gives you tangible and actionable results to move forward. So don't delay, get in the game, The Leadership Game, exclusively from Everyday Leaders.
So it was, we actually were in kindergarten together, so we go back quite a way, so that was fun. And then my family moved to a different community, but our parents still stayed connected. His dad is a dermatologist and was our family dermatologist, and our moms were in Bible study fellowship, and so his dad actually connected us in high school. And we started dating right before senior year of high school and never stopped. So got married a few years later, and now we just celebrated 15 years. So
congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Your father-in-law is actually, Joe's been a patient.
That's right.
Yes, I remember. He's cut on him several times.
Small world.
Yeah. Dermatology needed.
Yes.
But that's so important because, you know, you get that confidence too of like how to have a business, how to have a successful business when you're kind of following in the footsteps of somebody that has been around in the community for so many years.
Yes.
And in medicine, right, that has been taking care of patients. So who would you say for like a business mentor besides Dr. Richard Storm?
Yes.
Who do you guys connect to? Like, what is it that your hopes and dreams are to do with this business throughout the next 30 years?
Sure. We're actually part of a group of chiropractors from across the country, and so we go to conferences regularly with them. And so I'd say the CEO of that company has definitely inspired us because we've been a part of that for since we started. So it feels like family when we travel to conferences to learn from him and learn from other chiropractors what they're doing across the country. So that's definitely where we get a lot of that from and all of our mentorship from specifically in that chiropractic field. So mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's so cool. Well, mm-hmm. It's so important, right, to have people that have gone the way and trying to show you how to do new things. And things are always changing in our communities, but Greenwood and Franklin are really growing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that expansion of having those two offices is really important for people to know, like, I can be at either place
and, yes,
uh-huh. and be served.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We realize that there's a lot of people when I was doing Johnson County events that lived in Franklin. So Greenwood was a little too far. And so it's like, well, let's add a location to make it easier for those, the patients too, you know? So mm-hmm. Yeah, so it worked out.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So your kids, mm-hmm. so you have little ones now.
Yes.
And they're getting ready to, are they playing soccer yet?
We are signed up for soccer. Yeah. Yes. Hasn't started yet, but.
Uh-huh. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're learning new things.
And my daughter just started horseback riding too. Oh, so we were doing that last night.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, here's the thing, right? In our community, there are so many things that kids can get involved in and mm-hmm. do. And kind of following in their footsteps. Are they leaning towards certain things right now? Or are you, they just getting exposed to everything?
Kind of everything. My son's in martial arts right now with another chamber member, the Pilsung ATA.
Oh,
so we
yeah.
love that. And then my daughter did dance at stage one.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's, I just am kind of letting them lead and try out a lot of different things right now since they are so young mm-hmm. and see what they really decide they like the best and go from there maybe several years later.
Well, they've got mm-hmm. good role models.
Yes.
They've got good
Thank
role
you.
Models. So I told you part of this was we play a little game. I have these little cards. So mm-hmm. you said, yes, you would participate. And mm-hmm. this is kind of fun because these are quotes from all over. They're leadership quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just to have you kind of think into what your position is on it, what your perspective is.
Okay.
And so it's fun. Are you game?
Yes.
Okay.
Try it.
So I put them in the middle this time instead of trying to like funnel through the box.
Okay.
But if you just pick the first card and we'll go from there.
So you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Oh, so it says parents.
Oh, this is good for you.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing about your kids? What do they do that makes you smile the most? So that's pretty easy. I feel like when they play together and they get along and they make each other laugh, how does that not make your heart just swell with happiness? So I love that they get along and they love each other. And it's, yeah. So that part is definitely my favorite thing.
That's mm-hmm. so cool.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was easy. See, I told you.
Okay, good.
No fear, right? But this is the thing. If people can just take a moment, right, and appreciate the people in our lives,
mm-hmm.
especially now it's really hard with, you know, the recession and everybody's talking about the eclipse right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where we are. But, you know, I think it's giving support to those people that are around us that we really need to pour into, taking that moment to appreciate them. So
mm-hmm.
I love that card because you're a big inspiration to your kids and your husband as a support, mm-hmm. as a supportive wife. It's hard to be in business together.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What would you say for people that are trying that or thinking about it, what's been one of the biggest challenges for you guys sure. kind of doing this together?
I think, first of all, I love working with him because we're on the same page and it's hard for me to imagine working different places and not knowing about the other person and what they're doing. And so it's super fun. But we definitely had to realize our strengths and our weaknesses. So that'd be my biggest piece of advice. You know, he's really good at treating patients and helping them feel their best. And I'm really good at doing things like this and getting out in the community. And he's, you know, so we both have our places, and figuring that out with our team is definitely important to be successful for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That balance, right? Knowing
yes.
what your place is and trying to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of today is the marketing part of running a business and making sure that people understand, like you said, we give to nonprofits and we do this. And it's so important mm-hmm. when people choose who they want to work with.
Yes.
It's they understand what your heart is.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that reminds me something about kids too, just to throw that in, that we love treating families at our office. So both of my children got adjusted when they were just a couple hours old. So I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't know about chiropractic care, is that we do, like, children, babies can be adjusted. So that's something super cool that we get to see on a regular basis in our office, you know, where a child or a baby comes in and they're crying a lot because they have colic or reflux or different issues going on. And then their next couple visits, they're happy. And I just had a mom tell me my child was able to get in her car seat without crying for the first time, you know. And so it's just stories like that that are so rewarding. And just a fun fact about chiropractic that a lot of people, or I get a lot of parents, oh, I wish I would have known that, you know. Mm-hmm. So that would have been a big difference.
Well, that's a big deal, because there's a lot of people now that single parents or grandparents that are raising kids that are like, I don't really know what to do. And sometimes that's the answer, right? It's this pain that they can't describe.
Yes.
But for new moms, I love that. Think about that, might be another magic tip, right?
Yes, right. Because if the baby's not sleeping, the whole family is affected by an upset baby who can't, like you're saying, vocalize, I'm having this pain right here.
Mm-hmm. So. And they get passed around to everybody. So it's like,
yes.
Who knows?
Wow. Yeah, so that's super
really
fun.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So what do you think are the plans for the next 5 years? Are you going to open more locations? Are you guys just kind of stabilizing? What do you think your big dreams are for the business for the next 5 years?
I know we've thought about it and we have, you know, plans and numbers and everything, but I think definitely growth in Franklin would be a good goal. We've looked at other places. But it just gets tricky, especially in this market too, to kind of, know. And so right now I think our focus is just growth and doing those locations very well, and going from there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we so appreciate you, everything that you do, that you stand for. I'm so glad that you were able to share more about how people can get involved in chiropractic medicine and taking care of their health.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to drink more water.
Oh, yes.
And stretch, right?
Yeah, I love that chiropractic just focus on the person as a whole. And, you know, so I think, like we talked about, nutrition's important, hydration, movement, and chiropractic. I think all of those go together nicely, because you can't do one without the other. And so, yeah, I think if there's any obstacles to movement, or, you know, if you're not feeling good, then it's a great option to go see a chiropractor and make sure everything's functioning the way it should be, so that you can go on to your health goals.
Mm-hmm. It's a good first check.
Right? Yes, definitely a good first step.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marie, thank you so much for just spending time with us and educating us on so much more. Now we can be a little bit, you know, we can make better decisions, I think.
Yes. Yeah. I love that chiropractic is a good, like you're saying, first step. I think you can get in fairly, definitely for our office, we save spots for new patients, so you don't have to wait months. Sometimes when I call a doctor's office, it's like, well, we can see you in 4 months. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm in pain.
So, yes. So I think it's a great step, because if the chiropractors at our office, if it's not a chiropractic issue, then they can refer you to exactly who you need to see. So it's a easier way to get the care you need, and then it's not that expensive. You know, I mean, we're talking less than $100 for your first visit for treatment. So it's definitely more affordable than $1,000-some MRI or, you know, so some people do all these things first and then without results, and then they try chiropractic and, you know, they wish they would have done that in reverse. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And a lot of people's FSAs or their healthcare plans will cover chiropractic medicine now. And so they have options. Sometimes they don't even know that they have it.
Right.
To use.
Exactly. Yes.
So maybe we need to have them look at that. And if they would like treatment, go do it.
Yes. Yep. And that's what we do for you too on your first visit. We'll call and figure out your insurance. And, but yeah, even self-pay. Sometimes I was telling people at Aspire this morning, sometimes self-pay prices are better, you know, if you're not going to meet your insurance deductible. We try to keep the prices really affordable. So sometimes going with insurance is almost even more than just self-pay. So
you got to pay somebody to process it, right?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And then the insurance might deny it. I mean, it's just, you know, health insurance. It's mm-hmm. just a fun game.
It's a fun game. It's a fun game. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We'll just take care of you.
Right, right. So yes, definitely that's an option. So even if people don't have health insurance or it's not that great of a plan, I don't want that to hold somebody back from getting the care that they need. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being our connection for health.
Of course.
I think it's so important. It's been so fun to have you just in the community to be able to be that bright and shining light. When you go into an event, you're just like, hi. So if people don't know you, I really want them to connect to you all and what you're doing. And we just celebrate you because we want to have a healthier community.
Definitely. Yep. That's our goal, is to reach 80% of the community with chiropractic care, because right now only about 16% utilize chiropractic.
16?
So it's pretty low.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So I think that would really change the healthcare if people did, like we talked about, the more preventative options first. Yeah. So it'd be awesome.
Wow. Well, thank you. Will you come back?
I'd love to.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. Well, we want to keep up with you. And again, go to the Facebook page, go to the website, Storm Chiropractic.
Instagram.
Instagram, too. Yes. Instagram, too. Definitely got to go to Instagram and follow them, because, you know, you never know when you learn something new to get educated about your health. And it could change the trajectory of everything, right? You get mm-hmm. diagnosed with something new. Allergy season's coming, but I know chiropractic medicine sometimes cures a lot of those allergies that people yeah. don't realize.
It's crazy how you have nerves everywhere, right?
Yes.
You know, all your organs, all your muscles. So it's so fun to hear patients come in and say, I'm noticing I'm sleeping better. I'm noticing this is better. And I didn't even come in for that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you can't disconnect, you know, the body. It all works together. So if this starts working well and that influences this area, and so definitely. Yep.
So cool. Well, who wouldn't want to come see you? You're a bright and shining light. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so thank much for you. Having me.
Yeah, this is fun. All right. So you know the call to order. Go to Instagram, go to Facebook, and go to their website. Follow them, like them. And if you've had a great experience, give them a Google review, because that really helps all of our businesses. It's so important that we support each other. Thank you very much for tuning in to our next episode here of Everyday Business Leaders. I hope you were inspired to think and grow differently with Marie and about why your business can get involved in our community. They've done some really cool things with giving back to nonprofits, and I want to encourage you as a business owner, how can you do the same? Remember, the journey of growth and innovation, it never ends. And it's our mission to keep bringing you the best insights from our local community. So stay tuned for more episodes filled with wisdom, innovation, and inspiration. This is Melanie Ake, signing off from JP the Geek Studio, where we say better IT service is just a call away. They say own it, secure it, and protect it. Until next time, don't forget, subscribe to our channel and turn those notifications on so you never miss an episode. Everyday Leaders helps you to develop strategies to be a better leader in your life. Remember, it's not what you do in a day, it's what you do every day that makes the most impact. Thanks for following.